So yesterday we were talking about the meaning of these things, and I need to move faster. So in number one, of course, the reason the problem with number one is that, and it's comma splice, because, and please look at it carefully, everybody, the first part is a complete sentence. It starts out, by the time Julia Roberts was 23, this sentence is not complete. It is dependent. It needs an independent sentence. This is independent. It has a subject, she. It has a verb, had one. So, dependent needs independent. And all of that goes together, period. You don't put a comma, because if you do, then you have a comma splice, because this part is another independent complete thought. She, subject, had become verb. So that's the breakdown of that sentence. You don't need to move anything around. You just need to see how the first part should go together and the second part goes together, independent. By itself, there's supposed to be a period. Number two, what was the problem?
Fragment.
Fragment. Please identify the fragment.
Most recently?
Yes, this part. Very good. Read it, please.
Most recently, my best friend's wedding and the teacher, I can't see the end.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy.
I can't see.
Okay. Is that a complete thought? Does it make sense by itself? No. Why not? Easy answer. Why not?
Because it's missing a verb.
It is missing a verb. And actually, it's missing a subject. We don't know what the subject is. We don't know what the verb is. So it's not a complete thought. It is dependent on something else. Dependent clause. Mm-hmm. Dependent clauses need an independent. So a thought that's complete. It cannot sit there by itself. So the answer was a fragment. And how to do that? Easy. Roberts has appeared. So this is complete. What's the verb in this section?
Appear?
Has appeared.
Right, present perfect. Has appeared. What has appeared? What's the subject?
Roberts.
If this has a subject and a verb, this is an independent clause. Complete thought. This is a fragment, and it's got to be attached to, like children are attached to their parents. They're dependent on their parents. This part needs to be attached to this other part. So how do we do that? Easy. What do we do with the punctuation?
We change from period to a comma.
From a period to a comma. So now it reads Isabel what? Read it all the way through.
Since then, Roberts has appeared in 14 films, most recently by My Best Friend's Wedding and The Conspiracy Theory.
There you go. Okay, because that part explains the first part. It tells you about the films. Number three, Twee. What's the problem? I need everybody focused. Number three. Lots of periods. So what happens, Twee, as you read it? It comes across as what?
They met a chumpy.
Which one?
Chumpy D.
Did you say D choppy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Same subject, same pattern, verb, subject, verb, subject, verb. She didn't plan to become an actress. She wanted to be 6 feet tall. She wanted to be a veterinarian. So when you write sentences like that, they're boring and they don't read, they don't take the reader along very well. Choppy. So you can combine those sentences in a more interesting way, and then it's not so choppy. Number four, I'm going to skip around. Lamaze, what's the problem, or is there one?
I think it's correct.
You think it's correct. Lamaze, I'm going to ask you this question. Read it, highlight.
Who Julia Roberts? Julia Roberts has had much professional success. I think it's a runner maybe because you could put her and there and her professional.
Let's just deal with what's highlighted. Just deal with what is highlighted. Is it a complete thought?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so let me say to you, Lamaze, although it's cold outside, although I ate breakfast this morning, when you hear that, Lamaze, did I finish my thought?
No.
No. Although it's cold outside, comma, I'm warm in my room and quite comfortable. Although I had breakfast this morning, comma, I'm still hungry. Do you hear the difference, Lamaze?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's supposed to be, instead of a full stop, it's supposed to...
Say it again.
I mean, like, it's not supposed to have a full stop there.
It's not supposed to have a what there?
A full stop.
A full stop, a period. Yeah. Right, a comma. So now read it with that comma in mind, Lamaze.
Although Julia Roberts has had much professional success, her personal life has been troubled with several failed relationships.
And when you see the word although, and this is for everybody to pay attention to, the word although is a subjunctive coordination that suggests opposite. Although this, she was successful, okay, but she also had failed relationships. So this part is dependent, not a complete thought. This is independent, has a subject and verb, life has been troubled, and they need each other. They need to be connected, like you said, Lamaze, as a comma. So that is an example of, in this case, a fragment. Right, Lamaze?
In a fragment, okay.
That part's a fragment all by itself. It's not a complete thought. But if you put the comma there, it's no longer a fragment. It's attached to the other part. Understood, Lamaze?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, we're just going through this. Number five, I'd like to have Nadia. Nadia, take a look, Nadia. What was the problem? And you can say, I don't know, because I know this challenge. Okay. What do you think?
I think correct.
Oh, yes, you're right. There was no problem with this one. Outstanding, Nadia. That's right. The whole thing works well. It says, Julia Roberts, what does she do? She lives where? In Manhattan, not far from the apartment she once shared. So it is punctuated correctly as a complete thought, grammatically correct. Let's go to Camilla, number six.
She came to New York when she was teacher, I think after the 17, instead of the period, we can use a comma.
Can you repeat, please?
Teacher, after the 17, instead of the period, we can use comma.
A comma. So what are you saying is the problem? Name the problem.
Comma splice, you see?
Oh, it's not a comma splice. If it were a comma splice, the commas would already be used. there is no comma being used right now.
So
I'm sorry to do this, but you noticed in number one, there were commas all over the place. This comma was a problem. It shouldn't be there. That's a comma splice because you're supposed to use a period. In number six, there is no comma there, so you can't call anything a comma splice.
So, for example, teacher, if I need to put change the period for comma, how would we put it here?
So right now, what do you see? Because there is no comma right now. What do you see? Is it, number one, is it correct? Is number six correct?
Okay.
Is it correct, yes or no?
I think it's incorrect.
It is incorrect. It's not correct. That's number one. Good. Why is it not correct? You did identify. The problem is right there. What should it be, did you say?
He should change the point for comma and the capital B for regular B.
Good. Now let's use the right language. We don't call point. We call it a what?
Period.
A period. So we change it to a comma and a lowercase b. Now, why did you do that? Because that's correct.
Because we don't need to start a new sentence because it's a wrong, no? It's a sentence continuing.
Not a run-on. If it was a run-on, there would be no punctuation. Not a run-on. It's not correct. It's not a comma splice. What is it?
So a fragment?
Yeah, because read it by itself, Camilla.
Because her older sister lived there and she was influenced by her sister.
Is that part a complete thought, Camilla? By itself, makes sense?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Whoa, does it make sense? If I say to you, because it's raining outside, because I'm tired, did I finish my thought?
No, you need before or after that for continue, and we finish
that. That's right.
Yeah.
So this is dependent. It's a fragment. It needs more information. It needs to be attached to this part, because this is independent, subject verb. This is dependent, because it has no subject verb. And you're right. Let's put the comma there, lowercase b, and then if we did that, everything would be hunky-dory. Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a little rule. This is a subordinating conjunction because this is a subordinating conjunction, although this is a subordinating conjunction since. If you see those kinds of words, then you know that you have a dependent clause that needs an independent clause. If you put, look at this part here. In this one, the subordinating conjunction, although this dependent clause is at the beginning, and we put a comma there. This one, subordinating, is at the beginning, and we put a comma there. If the dependent clause is at the beginning, we put a comma. But what happens if it's at the end? Do we need a comma, class?
No, we need a final period.
No period. Anybody, do we need, if we have a dependent clause at the end of the sentence, do we need to put a comma here?
No. Don't need anything.
Don't. That is a common mistake young writers make. They forget. if I put this part at the beginning, yes, I have to separate it from the rest of the sentence with the comma. But if it's at the end, then guess what? We don't need a comma. We don't need anything. There is no punctuation there. And that takes care of the fragment. Camilla, do you understand?
Yes, teacher. Thank you for explaining.
Sure. That's what I'm, that's $50, okay, Camilla? In a way, you're getting a little TOEFL this morning because it's grammar related. Aiden, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go, Aiden. You're on board. Number 7, problem. Is there one?
I think it's choppy. D.
Yeah, it's choppy. Why is it choppy, Aiden?
Because subject, verb, subject, verb, subject, verb.
Excellent. Good. What was the subject verb here, Aiden?
Subject was Robert, and verb was raised.
What's the subject verb in this part?
Her
parents. Not her.
Her parents.
Not her. Parents. Verb?
Ran.
Ran. Okay, next sentence, subject verb, Aiden.
Sister and brother.
Verb?
Are.
Aiden?
Family. Sorry.
Family?
Family. Was.
Yeah, same pattern. Good, Aiden. And it's start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Combine these sentences and it makes it more interesting. Number 8. Aiden, who should we get on board here for number 8? Call out somebody.
Isabel?
Okay. I believe number 8 is a fragment because we have when Julia was 4 years old, comma, her parents divorced, and we don't need a period. We can put after 18 years of marriage.
So where's the fragment?
After 18 years of marriage.
Good job. No subject, no verb. It's a fragment. It is not a complete thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said, what do we need here? Or we do not need? What did you say?
We don't need anything. We just need
anything. Why?
Because it completes the first thought of the sentence.
And where is the dependent clause? Beginning? Well, actually, sorry, it's my mistake as I said it. That's funny. This is a little bit different. Isabel, I'm going to kind of keep asking you a few questions. Okay. Where is the dependent clause?
When Julia was 4 years old.
Good. This is a subordinating conjunction. Good job. And so that means that this part is dependent. It needs the rest. You can't separate it from it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, we don't need the comma. And here's why. Because here's the comma.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So this is dependent.
Yes.
My mouse, this is dependent. Mm-hmm. This is independent because what is the subject verb, Isabel?
Her parents.
Not her.
Oh, sorry, parents.
Parents, and they did what?
Divorced.
Subject verb, complete thought, independent, attached to dependent.
Mm-hmm.
This part is not, it's all by itself a fragment. But if we get rid of the period, perfect answer, Isabel.
Thank you.
In this case, $50 goes to the person to tell us the part of speech. What's the function of after?
Lowercase A.
She divorced when? When did she divorce?
18 years ago.
After
18 years of marriage. What's the function of that little word? What part of speech is that? Well, is it a subject, class?
Yeah, it indicates time, but I forgot the name.
It's not a subject.
No.
Is it a verb?
No.
Think is about the other parts of speech.
Conjunction? No.
Oh, no. It's not a conjunction.
Connector.
It's not a connector. Is it a pronoun?
No.
Is it an adverb?
Mm-mm. No.
Nope, not in this case.
I forgot the name.
Aiden is looking it up. She's trying to get that answer. She's trying to get that $50. It's okay, Aiden. Go. You go. You go. Come on, Aiden. I want you
to. I can't find it.
We'll keep looking. Well, let me give you a clue. How about before lunch?
Yeah.
Behind me. In
preposition.
Oh, bingo, you win. It's a preposition of time. Yes, that's the function of the word, and it's a preposition. Good job, Isabel. How did you come up with that answer?
Because there is a song with all the prepositions, and when you told us behind, I remembered.
You remembered. Yeah. See what a good job I do? Okay. rather than be Tylenol, a pain, I'll be your light bulb.
Thank you.
Yeah.